Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, everybody. No,
hello,
not
mate.
You, Jay. No, not you. I'm tainted air, happy Tuesday.
Okay.
Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside the brilliant Jermaine Pennant.
He's very good. He's
good,
very
good player, he's.
Yeah, good player. Good, good
player. Played the Champions League final.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Knows his stuff.
Yeah, knows his stuff.
It.
Good. Oh, that's so much stinks. Yeah.
Anyway, that friend over there, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Cundy.
Hello, mate. Hello, mate.
You
all
right?
Hello, mate.
You good?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate.
You all right?
Yeah.
You well?
Has anyone seen...
What? You don't need to do that all the time.
Liverpool's title challenge.
Do you do that like when you come down in the morning?
Liverpool's title challenge.
Hi, Jason, you don't come... Has anyone seen my coffee? Do you do that?
Oh, you say, have you seen my what?
Coffee.
Oh, my God, for that. What you said?
Well, if you lose that, you're in trouble.
Yeah, big trouble, matey.
Anyway, we begin with the news that Everton have been deducted a further 2 points for a second breach of Premier League financial rules.
Yes, thanks, Alex, the crookie monster, crook, TalkSport chef, football correspondent.
No, not chef. It's chief. I mean, he used to be a chef. He used to work in a Happy Eater.
He looks like the Happy Eater.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Alex, crookie monster, the Happy Eater crook. He sympathises either way with Everton after suffering their second setback this season.
I think you have to have sympathy with Everton over that. We've had numerous different independent commissions now, numerous different appeal hearings as well, and every one of them seems to come up with a different number in terms of points deductions. The Premier League have released in the last 20 minutes or so, and they do seem to indicate there's a correlation in this judgment between the number of points that Nottingham Forest were deducted for their own PSR issues and this decision they've made in terms of Everton. They say they don't feel that it's disproportionate to take the 2 points away from Everton based on the fact that Forest, of course, were hit by a 4-point penalty. The amount is interesting in terms of the actual breach. It's around about £16 million that Everton have overspent. It's just an extra year on top of the charge they've already had for a 3-year period. So obviously, as you mentioned already from their statement, they're claiming a little bit of double jeopardy here as well. They feel they've already been punished for much of this period. And they're also suggesting, I think this will be the basis of their appeal, that the £16 million overspend is offset by the fact that Alisha Usmanov, the Russian who used to help bankroll the club, he was paying £20 million a year in sponsorship. He had to withdraw that when the war in Ukraine started. And I think where Everton are really unhappy, there's a suggestion, I understand, from the Premier League that they could have foreseen that war in Ukraine and should have planned for it accordingly, which sounds frankly ridiculous.
TalkSport Daily.
Arsenal welcome German heavyweights.
Why aren't you putting a prefix before Arsenal in any kind of weight category?
They're flyweight in Europe, mate.
Flyweight. Okay.
In fact, it's not even a...
Featherweight. Paperweight.
What's the worst weight?
Well, when you're waiting for a bus, it doesn't turn up.
Yeah, it doesn't turn up. Oh, terrible weight, yeah, that terrible one. So Arsenal, waiting for a bus, welcome German heavyweights Bayern Munich to the Emirates tonight in the Champions League quarterfinals. First leg, live here on TalkSport.
The manager, Mikel Arteta, has been speaking to the media ahead of the game. And he was asked, Jay, how he plans to stop Harold Kane.
Who?
Harold.
Harold Kane?
Harold Kane. That's his name.
It was Steptoe. Who was that? Harold?
Yeah, it was Harold.
It was Harold, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Steptoe Kane? No.
Anyway, he was asked how he plans to stop Steptoe's Harold Kane, as his record of scoring against Arsenal is, as Kenny Thompson would say, outstanding.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Good song.
Kane! Spurs make the breakthrough! Spurs 1, Arsenal 0.
It's not only him. I think it's a team function, the individuals that they have, and obviously we know the individual qualities of all those players and him in particular, and the ability that he has. So the best thing to do is what we do collectively, to try to prevent certain things.
Do you think his record against Arsenal can be a factor in this game at all? Do you need to kind of pay attention?
Hopefully not.
What is it about him that makes him such a threat?
Well, the consistency, when you look at his numbers over the last 10 years, it's unbelievable what he's done. So he can score in many different ways. He's got the service, he's got the players around him as well to provide those opportunities. And this is what we have to try to avoid.
TalkSport Daily.
The Premier League title race is on a knife edge.
It is a knife edge. I know.
There's lots in this one.
Is it a heavyweight knife edge, Stinks?
What kind is it? Is it a butter knife edge?
On a knife edge, yes. I think this has got to be one of those, you know, those big ones you chop and it just cuts everything up.
Yeah, like a chef, like Alex the Cookie Monk chef, whatever his name is, with Arsenal and Liverpool level at the top of the table and Man City just 1 point behind them. Yeah. Knife edge stuff, Jason.
Just knife edge stuff.
Graham Souness is slightly worried, is he? With how his former side Liverpool are not putting teams away.
And there is the full-time whistle. Well, how damaging will this result be for Liverpool? Manchester United 2, Liverpool 2.
I think the way the game panned out, no, it's 2 points lost. Under normal circumstances, a point at United, I go back to when I played and we were the dominant team, we got anything there, it was deemed a good point. But I think the way the game was played yesterday, the chances that Liverpool had, the created chance after chance, they've got to be putting the game to bed in the first half. Should have been over at half time. And they've let Man United back into the game. And credit to Man United who kept going like they did in the cup game and got something out of the game. That never say die attitude, which you'd expect to exist when they play Liverpool. You know, I've gone on record as saying this is a team that will win the league because they don't have to play well to win football matches. Well, the reverse is happening now. You know, they're playing well, but they're not winning games that they should be winning.
Is there like a killer instinct?
You can't say that. You know, they must still be near enough the top scorers, if not number one, second. I just think it's football, and you can never legislate for it. But I don't think Liverpool will be disappointed with the chances they created. What they will be disappointed with is not taking at least two or three of those chances, because they weren't half chances, some of them. They're very good chances.
Now, here's Gabby Agbonlahor having a big old pop at Manchester United's boss, Erik ten Hag.
Surprise.
Eric claiming he's as deluded as a manager could possibly be. I mean, that's a big old swiping, big grizzly right around the chops.
But Gabby's got a big old swipe in, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
Have you ever heard a more deluded manager? He should be coming out and saying, wow, you know, my team, we've got to do better, we're not in the game. Yes, we're gifted the first goal, but as a team, we've got to keep the ball better, we've got to defend better. He said he should have 9 points. He winded me up. Looking at the games, Alan, in their last three games, they've conceded 87 shots on their goal. Yeah. 87 shots on their goal, nearly 30 a game. You don't deserve to win games. And them three games, they've not deserved to win.
No.
You know, yesterday against Manchester, against Liverpool, didn't deserve to win. Liverpool, 15 shots in the first half, 28 in total. Manchester United, 0 shots on or off target in the first half. In the last two games against Liverpool, they've conceded 62 shots.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the Middle East football expert, Ben Jacobs, revealing the news that the Saudis are going back in for Liverpool's Mohamed Salah this summer.
Yep, they are, mate. They're going straight back in. Yeah. And here's former top flight referee. Where's that? Are we not going to talk about that? So what do you reckon, Stinks?
I reckon the audio is definitely coming up.
Mo Salah?
Oh, I thought you meant, what about, do I reckon the audio's coming? Oh, the audio's definitely coming. I know producer Tom, after I've said something, there's definitely audio. Oh, no, he's good. Shall I prove it? Right, watch.
Okay. Now the centralised Saudi dealmakers are thinking more around the 70 million mark with bonuses still to be determined. So it might reach about 100 million, maybe 10 million or so less. So therefore, 100 million euros, something in that total ballpark. And the reason for the reduction, if we can call it that, is because naturally Salah has only got a year left on his contract come this summer. And also there's no Club World Cup in Saudi Arabia like there was when Al Ittihad are trying. Now, some might be confused because we hear a lot about the PIF-controlled clubs and everything being centralised. So to clarify on that, the Ministry of Sport lead along with centralised PIF figures, and then the club is determined last. So it might be Al Ittihad, they'll certainly put their hand up and say they want Mo Salah, but it might be the Saudi champions, Al Hilal. I call them champions because they're miles clear, so they are going to win the league this season. And they're the ones that are going to be competing in the new expanded Club World Cup in 2025. So they had Salah higher on their list, but number three last summer, behind Neymar, who they got, and Lionel Messi, who they failed to sign. And Al Hilal are probably the more likely destination at the moment.
Told you.
Stinks, you're right again, mate. Stinks right. Let's see if I'm right this time. I don't think it's going to come in, Stinks.
Honestly,
I know Tom. He's a lazy Tom.
Yeah, lazy Tom.
And his former top flight referee, Mark Halsey, who slept...
Halsey.
Here's top flight former referee, Mark Halsey, slamming. He doesn't do anything, Stinks. He slammed.
Did he slam?
He's slamming. There's a lot. Heavyweight, knife edge, slamming.
It feels like WWF. Is producer Tom getting paid by the word?
I think he might be. Yeah. But whatever way, Stinks.
I know he's slamming it.
Yeah. The Halsey Horsey Monster is slamming the VAR officials for disallowing Kilman's goal for Wolves at the weekend.
He slams it.
Slammed it.
Have a listen to the slamming. I call him the Slaminator.
Gary was spot on. It's all about knowing the game of football. And I've played football at a very good level, not to your level, guys, obviously non-league level, semi-professional. And I was a goalkeeper, so I'm in the goalkeepers union. But for me, there was nothing wrong with that goal on Saturday. That goal should have been allowed. Listen, being in an offside position in itself is not an offence, okay? It's if you become involved in active play, if you interfere in the line of the vision with the goalkeeper or interfere with an opponent, okay? So for me, none of that happened because Fabianski can clearly see the ball's in the air. He can clearly move if he wants to move. Now that header came at pace, and that if that player was 6-7 yards away, Fabianski would not have got that ball. He would not have saved it. It was wide. It was going in the air, so he didn't interfere with his line of vision. So it's about knowing the game, and they've manipulated the law. Yes, okay, you can say it's subjective. So well, if it's subjective, why has VAR got involved? They should never have got involved.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's former England, Man United and Inter Milan midfielder Paul Ince with words coming out of his mouth, as Tom would say. He was on my show yesterday. Recording the time, he got Ronaldo's R9, that one, not the other one, his shirt.
I was devastated because I'd signed a 4-5 year contract. I only did it 2 years, and we just signed Ronaldo for next season, and I came back to Liverpool.
Did you meet Ronaldo then?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, the Ronaldo,
R9. Tell me about that.
Well, it was funny, and a funny story, because obviously the way I left at Inter, the fans adored me. Massimo Moratti loved me. You know, he said to me, listen, Paul, you can sign for life, we give you whatever you want. I said, no, just family decision, and, you know, family comes first, X, Y, and Z. So the next season, I went there just to watch a game. Ronaldo had done his knee in, so he was sitting in front of us in the director's bit, and I was sitting with Massimo Moratti. The owner says, I've sat down. All of a sudden, on the big screen, it's got me and Massimo Moratti talking to each other. The crowd had gone absolutely bananas. And Ronaldo's sitting there, and he's looking around thinking, who the hell am I? You know what I mean? And the fans start singing, come on, Paul Ince, come on, Paul Ince. And then Tom's just like, Dad, that's Ronaldo. I said, yeah, I know it is. He said, the Ronaldo. I said, yeah, I know. I said, I'll get you a shirt, you know what I mean? So at half time, I asked the kit man if I can get Ronaldo's shirt because he wasn't playing, he was injured.
Yeah.
And I went up to and said, listen, didn't speak any English, obviously, but I said, do you mind if I sign this for my son? So he took a picture, got Ronaldo's shirt, and he's still in his bedroom all
day. That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. That's such a cool story, isn't it?
How cool is that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for,
Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to the Big Breakfast Show. Here's Alan Brazil and Gabby.
What, Johnny Vaughan? Denise
Van Outen, mate. That was, yeah. I was on there once.
Well, yeah, I was on that one.
I was on that. Stinks.
What were you on?
I was on the show.
Yeah, I know. You just alluded to that. Yeah, what were you doing on the show?
I can't remember, mate.
Brilliant. That's a great story.
I can't, honestly.
You should take that to the pub,
it was so early.
Really good story, that
stinks,
is.
It was so early.
You never saw it like that.
I was also on Soccer Air once.
Brilliant. What did you do that?
I think it was you.
Where's your autobiography coming out? Stories I can't remember.
It's a bestseller already, Stinks.
Is it empty?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Now, listen, we're going back to the Big Brekkie with Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbon-Lahore.
I was on that one. Carrot Court.
Okay. And Shabana Hearn reacting to Jamie O'Hara's Love Undercover trailer. Stinks. Love Undercover.
I've got something to tell you about this, but actually I can't tell you why the mics are on.
What do you mean?
Okay. I genuinely would tell you this when the mics are off.
Okay.
I think girls in the past have gone for me because of what I've got.
What do you do for work?
I'm an ad salesman.
That can get messy. That's Lionel Messi right there.
Jamie, where the
f***? Ain't easy being a wank.
You could have put 200 girls in there and I'd still only want you.
I'm questioning why I came. I've actually had enough.
Oh my God.
All you need is love. Hollywood. He kind of getting the Hollywood ball and never mind Hollywood.
Whoever that guy was that says, we're famous, we're rich. Ugh. Imagine calling yourself famous.
He's in there with four other lads who were footballers. Ryan Babel, Lloyd Jones, Marco Fabian and Sebastian Fassi, I think it's a Mexican man, and Jamie O'Hara looking to find true love. It's coming out on the 9th of May, Love Undercover.
Shaban, come on now. We love Jamie, but come on.
I love these shows. I will be watching every single bit of it.
Imagine,
hopefully I've got the flu.
200 girls, but I would choose you.
I must say,
I love you.
His game is way off, but it's been working for him. Got to hand it to our Jamie. Hopefully he's going back to the sports bar tonight.
I don't know. I think it's one of them programmes that like everyone's going to watch because we want to see exactly what he's like. I could imagine. I'm a footballer.
I used to sit at the London Bridge bar just looking because I knew he was about and he'd usher her in quickly, up the stairs, in the lift.
Imagine his lines though when he tells her what he actually does. I've got something to tell you, babe. You know, I'm a baller. You know, I play for Spurs and Billericay and Wolves, you know. Like, come to London, and I'll take you to Harrods.
He's going
to take you to the Shard,
geez. What
do you make of that?
Stinks, honestly, mate. That's unbelievable news. Seriously,
isn't that nuts?
And he had two of them.
Yeah,
and one of them, on each hand, and the other.
Yeah, it fell off. How weird is that,
mate? Honestly, that is.
Isn't it strange?
How come that's not come out, Stinks?
It tried to come out. It tried. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all we got. Was that? That didn't go out, did it? No, good. Thanks for listening on the Talk About where we get your podcast from. Back on Andy Gosley Drive Time Show today at 4 PM alongside Pennant.
Yes, looking forward
What's
to listening.
Nickname? You've worked with him before.
Jammer.
Pardon?
Jammo, mate. I don't know. That's
Peanut.
Jackabo.
Like Pennant.
No, what?
Peanut.
JJ.
where's the second J?
JJ.
Just JJ.
JJ. It's called JJ. Okay.
Jammo. Get the P. Jammo. JJ. Jammo. Double J.
Jammo. There you go.
Double J.
JP.
Okay. JP.
Something like. Just call him whatever
McManus.
You. No, just. Who?
McManus. JP McManus.
Yeah. Is it AP McManus? I think I've got the one else.
No, it's AP McCoy, isn't it?
I think it's AP McManus. JP.
I know the crisps.
Right, here we go. Back on the sports bar tonight from 10. There'll be another one of these daily talk spot products. That first thing. In the morning. Make sure you hit the five star, slap it, subscribe. Yeah. Just make sure you give it a big old knuckle punch. And loads of knuckle. Yeah. If you get your knuckle, it's amazing what can happen, Stinks, when you get your knuckles working.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talk Sport Daily.
Yeah.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.